Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Girard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Girard, a.k.a. G-Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard or call 563-999-3560. That's 563-999-3560. And now, here's your host, Gregory Girard.
So I pull around the corner and I find a parking spot. And I park my 65 on the street between these other two cars. And I get out, I lock my car, I turn my lights off, and I start walking around the corner. Well, when I come around the corner, all of a sudden I see all these Mexicans walking behind me, and they all got guns. And I'm wondering, what the hell have they got all them guns for? I mean, they got shotguns. They got 12 gauges. They got 5.9mm. They got 38s and 22s. And I'm wondering, what the hell did they get all these guns for? And I'm walking in front of them, and they're walking down the street with all these guns in their hands. And all of a sudden, they start blasting.
And when we get into Hollywood,
get on the bus. And two of them were the white guys, and one was the black guy. So when they got to where they were getting off the bus, the two white sailors got off the bus. But the black sailor didn't get off the bus. He reached over and grabbed the ghetto blaster that Anthony was holding, and he tried to snatch it out of Anthony's hand and tried to get him to give it up. And Anthony wasn't letting the radio go. And the guy punched him in the face and then pulled on the radio. And Anthony then let the radio go. Then the guy punched Anthony again and pulled on the radio. Anthony didn't let it go. And then the man punched Anthony like 5 times in the face. And Anthony still didn't let the radio go. And we just sat there. We were in a state of shock, and Anthony was not giving it up. He wasn't very heavy at all. He didn't have a lot of weight on him. He was just a little skinny kid, but he wanted that radio. And the guy punched him about 20 times in the face. Oh, 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 oh. And he hit him over and over again. And Anthony was holding on to that radio for dear life. He did not let it go. And so eventually, the guy realized that Anthony wasn't going to let the radio go, and he tried to get out the back door. And the bus driver had pulled over to the side of the street and was sitting there. The soldier was trying to get out the back door, and the bus driver wouldn't open the back door for him. In fact, I looked up at the driver, and he was looking in his rearview mirror, looking at us. Looking at us. Because I guess he was thinking, well, if I don't let him off the back door, you guys can jump him. It's 6 of us. So he was thinking that we were going to be able to jump up and attack the sailor and get even for all of the blows that the sailor gave Anthony. But like I said, we were just kids, so we just sat and watched what was going on. We didn't move. When he saw we weren't going to do anything, the bus driver eventually opened the door and let the sailor off. And the sailor jumped off the bus and was caught up with his other sailor friend. And when they closed the door, everybody turned and looked at me. Like, Gregory, how come you didn't do anything? And I'm like, what was I gonna do? That dude was big. Plus, he's a soldier in the United States Navy. I'm not messing with him. And they said, but you had your nunchuck. But I didn't bring it to fight with anybody on the bus. Because you can't swing nunchucks on a bus. Because they're rails. You swing nunchucks and you hit the rail. So I couldn't fight with anybody on the bus with my nunchucks. Anthony was kind of disappointed because nobody would take up for him. But we told him that we weren't going to look after him, that we told him not to bring that radio, and he brought it anyway. So after that, he carried that radio proudly as we walked down the street to go to the movie. And we went to the movies. We got ice cream and pizza. And we had a good time. And then he turned the radio on while we were walking down the street, getting back on the bus to go home. Tell your mamas that you're happy that you're here, and be nice to the mamas because they didn't have to have the baby. And, you know, when they had that big head pop out between their legs, they were howling and screaming, and they were fussing up a storm until that baby was actually here. And then they were looking, saying, oh, my baby, so beautiful. Even if you were a funny-looking, big-headed kid, your mama was still loving you. And that's the way it goes.
I was in Long Beach, California, and I was a photographer. I had a portable studio that I used to carry with me, and I'd go to different nightclubs, and I would take pictures of people. And, well, I had gone to this club in Long Beach, and I took my pictures that night, and at 2 o'clock, I packed up all my equipment, and I went inside at the bus stop waiting for my ride to go home. Well, these two girls walked by me, and they stopped, and they started flirting with me.
Oh, okay. That sounds good. Oh, yeah, can we? Yeah, okay. I'll go with y'all to your house.
One girl was tall and dark-skinned, and the other girl was light-skinned. She either was Creole or she was Mexican, but she was beautiful. And they were like, what's up, baby? What you doing? And I said, I'm waiting on the bus, but my ride doesn't come until 6 o'clock in the morning. And they said, well, why don't you come with us? We got a house, and you can keep us company. And one of the girls said, well, I got some weed. And the other girl said, I got some cognac. And I said, oh, cognac and weed? Yeah, okay. I'll go with y'all to your house.
Oh, okay. That sounds good. Oh, yeah, I can read. Yeah, okay. I'll go with y'all to your house.
So
I walk down the street with them to their house. And I'm like, what are you guys doing out here? And they said, we're out here turning tricks. And I said, oh, okay. And the other girl says, well, I'm teaching her how to work the street. And I asked her real pretty, but I said, where do you live? And she says, I'm not from around here. I go to school in Lakewood. And I'm like, Lakewood? She says, yeah, I go to Lakewood High School. And I'm in the 11th grade. And I said, you're in the 11th grade? And I said, oh, okay, that sounds good.
Oh, okay, that sounds good. Oh, yeah, can we? Yeah, okay, I'll go with y'all to your house.
So we get to the house, and I put my stuff inside the front door and sit on the sofa in the living room. Well, there's another dude in the house, and he got a robe on. And he's sitting on a sofa across from me. And I'm looking, and I'm like, oh, what's up, man? And he goes, hey, how you doing? And he was sitting there watching TV. And then the girls came in, and they sat down, and the little light-skinned girl started flirting with me.
Oh, okay. That sounds good. Oh, yeah, can we? Yeah, okay. I'll go with y'all to your house.
So the light-skinned girl was sitting next to me. So she gets up, and she goes and pours me a glass of cognac. And then she sits down on the sofa next to me, and she pulls out the cigar box. And she rolls me a joint, and I'm smoking a joint. And I'm passing it to her, and she's like, I don't smoke. And I go to pass it to the guy on the sofa on the other side. And he says, I don't smoke either. So then I pass it to the other girl that walked in with us. And she says, she doesn't smoke. And I go, okay. So I guess I'm the only one smoking.
Oh, okay. That sounds good. Oh, yeah, can we? Yeah, okay. I'll go with y'all to your house.
So I'm drinking my coffee. And I'm smoking the joint, and I'm chilling. And then the tall girl that walked in with me, she goes into the bathroom, and she comes back, and she has a bathrobe on. And she's taking her wig off, and obviously she had a bra that was stuffed with paper. So now she's flat-chested. She looks like a man. And she sits on the sofa next to the guy.
Oh, okay. That sounds good. Oh, yeah, can we? Yeah, okay. I'll go with y'all to your house.
And I was like, look, I'm not here to mess around with you guys. So, you know, I ain't gonna really do nothing. And the girl says, well, we're not real women anyway. And I said, you're not women? I said, what does that mean? She says, well, we're really men, and we can dress like women because we go and we turn tricks on the street. And I said, you're not women? And she says, no, we're not. And I said, oh, okay, that sounds good. So I'm sitting in the room with these people, right?
What girl?
Oh, okay, that sounds good. Oh, yeah, can we? Yeah, okay. I'll go with y'all to your house.
And she bends over the armrest of the sofa, and the dude that was sitting on the bed on the sofa next to her, he opens up his gown, and his dick is fired as a rock. I mean, it's straight, like about 10 inches long. It was huge. I was like, damn, what the fuck is going on? And he crawls up behind this girl.
What girl?
And he sticks his dick in her. And I'm going, what the fuck? And I'm like, wow, this is really a trip.
What girl?
Oh, okay. That sounds good. Oh, yeah, can we? Yeah, okay. I'll go with y'all to your house.
He's dragging this girl.
What girl?
And I'm like, oh, shit. And the other girl,
what
the
girl?
Light-skinned girl, was sitting next to me, and she starts playing in my hair, and she's rubbing my back, and she's like, ooh, I'm getting horny. So if you want to get into that party, go ahead. And I'm just sitting here smoking my weed and drinking my survival. And I'm looking at the TV, but I'm watching them. I'm like, oh, shit. This dude is fast. Now, I'm really tripping because this dude is fast the hell out of this girl.
What girl?
And she ain't making no sound.
What girl?
Oh, okay. That sounds good. Oh, yeah, can we? Yeah, okay. I'll go with y'all to your house.
And I'm like, oh, shit. And I get up, and I go stand in front of this girl.
What
and
girl?
And leaning over the sofa. And she got a dick. She's jacking off. Got a dude's face. And he's right. This ass. And the girl,
what girl?
Died. Now, I know it's a man. He's jacking off. He's playing with himself. While the other dude is tied to his butt. I just hear his slapping sound. And I'm going, why? But this girl ain't saying nothing.
What girl?
He's just jacking off.
What girl?
Oh, okay. That sounds good. Oh, yeah, can we? Yeah, okay. I'll go with y'all to your house.
So I sit up and I'm drinking my cognac and smoking my joint, and I'm sitting in the chair because I've moved from the sofa from where the light-skinned dude was sitting. I'm sitting in a chair now, so he can't rub on my back and play in my hair no more. I done moved away, so I left him sitting on the sofa by himself, and I'm sitting on the chair, and I'm drinking my drink and smoking my joint. And I'm watching the show. I don't even know what's on TV now because my interest has totally gone away from what's on TV.
What girl?
Oh, okay. That sounds good. Oh, yeah, can we? Yeah, okay. I'll go with y'all to your house.
So after about 30 minutes, the dude stopped banging. So the two of them were sitting on the sofa. And they start watching TV like nothing had happened. I think the girl,
what girl?
Or the guy, the girl that I came in with, let me say it like that. She gets up and she goes in and pours herself a glass of cognac. And she comes down and she sits on the sofa next to the guy and she's drinking cognac. And I'm sitting up there and I'm smoking weed. And now everybody's watching the TV. And I'm like, well, fuck, is that it?
What girl?
Oh, okay. That sounds good. Oh, yeah, can we? Yeah, okay. I'll go with y'all to your house.
And so I'm sitting here, and I'm drinking my Cavassier, and I'm smoking my weed. And when I look up on my watch, it's 5:30. And I finished smoking my weed, and I drank the other glass of Cavassier. And I go to the door, I pack my stuff, and I walk out the door, and the little light-skinned one walks me downstairs.
What girl?
And I say, well, I'll see you later. And she says, well, you can come back and visit anytime since you know where we are. And I said, okay, I'll remember that.
What girl?
Oh, okay. That sounds good. Oh, yeah, can we? Yeah, okay. I'll go with y'all to your house.
How come you didn't leave?
Because I was waiting for my bus to come.
So you didn't mind the environment?
No, it was something that I didn't anticipate, but it ain't like it's a new thing. I've seen it before.
You seen men have sex before?
Yeah. I've been around the block, man.
And tell your mamas that you're happy that you're here and be nice to the mamas because they didn't have to have the baby. And, you know, when they had that big head pop out between their legs, they were howling and screaming and they were fussing up a storm until that baby was actually here. And then they were looking, saying, oh, my baby, so beautiful. Even if you were a funny-looking, big-headed kid, your mama was still loving you. And that's the way it goes.
Wow.
we have a store on storytimewithgmoney.com where you can buy all kind of G-Money products, everything from towels to blankets, from cups to shot glasses, from T-shirts to baseball caps, and from beanies to hoodies. Yes, we have it all. So just put in your order, and you'll get it with the G, with the $3 sign. That's G Money. That's my symbol, and that's my brand. G with $3 signs is a symbol that you want to look for. And we're having a contest to see who can have the most G Money products in their room. So take a picture of yourself with all your G Money gear and send it to us. And we'll put you on the internet and make you famous on YouTube.
I'm G Money, the pimp comic, and I'm inviting everybody to participate in Sarah High School's fundraiser. They're having a golf tournament at Washington Golf Course on July 22nd from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m.
to raise money for the tuition.
That's July 22nd at 11 o'clock in the morning till 6 p.m. in the evening. So join the fundraiser and help Sarah High School raise some money. It'll be a day that you'll truly appreciate.
So look on the internet and look up Unipero Sarah High School so that you can participate.
For more information, call 310-910-5414. That's 310-910-5414.
My comedy album is going to be a big hit. So get your checkbooks ready. Get your credit cards ready. And order the comedy album so that you can have big laughs at your house.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention? Would you like to make a lot of money? Would you like to increase your wealth? Would you like to be rich? Would you like to increase your personal net worth? Well, you need to join G-Money's wealth-building team. Join Team We Believe. That's right. You can join the team by going to Gregory G. Money Girard's Facebook page or go to Storytime with G-Money and sign up with GS Partners and join the wealth-building team. That's right. We're building wealth in the communities all over the world. So all you have to do, sign up and become a member of GS Partners Wealth Building Situation. And you can start collecting G999 coins. The more coins you own, the more money you can make. And the more money you make, the richer you can be. You can increase your personal wealth by millions of dollars. So contact G Money Radio Show and listen to the daily report on the value of the G999 coin for your networking pleasure. The more coins you own, the more money you'll make. So join Team We Believe. You can be rich.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
You know, when I came home from college, my baby brother, Big Nasty, he was 12 years old. He decided he wanted to play baseball. So he had signed up at Del Amo Park to play baseball. And I went out to watch him play his first game because his big brother was a baseball fanatic. You know, I really was. I had planned to go pro and everything. So when I came home from college, I was looking forward to my brother playing baseball. And he went out, and he had his team all together, and everybody was there. And I was sitting in the bleachers getting ready for the game to start. And then the umpire said that they couldn't play the game. And I couldn't understand why. So I asked my brother, I said, what's going on?
That's where I reside. 65 is where I reside. Big O, I want the girls to know. 65 is where I reside. I woke up Monday morning, rise and shine. I got dressed and went outside to my Mustang 65. That's my ride. And I rolled on. I went to Long Beach. I was walking on the strand. I saw this beautiful girl laying suntan on the sand. Ooh-wee! The girl was so fine. She blew my mind. She had yellow skin. I walked up to her. And to my surprise, I saw she had slanted eyes. Ooh-wee! The girl was so fine, she blew my mind. I asked her where she was from. She said she's from Japan. She comes to America, cause it's a free land. Ooh-wee, I agree with you, girl. I wanna take you to South Central LA. Walk this way to my Mustang 65. That's my ride. And we rolled on. We went to L.A., South Central L.A. I went to 65. That's where I reside. 65 is where I reside. Big O, I want the girls to know. 65 is where I reside. We walked in the house and went to the bedroom. We started acting like the bride and groom. Ooh-wee, the girl was so fine, she blew my mind. She started screaming and hollering all night long. She let me know that I couldn't do no wrong. In the morning, we rise and shine. We got up and got dressed and went outside. To my Mustang 65, that's my ride, and we rode on. We went to a Japanese restaurant, and we walked in the door, and went to the counter to order our food, and then I went and sat down at a booth. Ooh-wee, ooh-wee, and the Asian women kind of smiled at me, and they looked, and they bowed at me, and I bowed back. They bowed at me again, because they knew I was the Mac. My friend brought the food to my table, and she asked me if I needed anything else. And I said, no, girl, sit down and let's eat. So we ate our food and we had a lot of fun. We talked and we laughed and we had a good time. And she said, I gotta go, cause my sister's gonna be looking for me. And I said, you're right, don't you know? So we got up and we walked outside to my Mustang 65, that's my ride. And we rode on. We went back to Long Beach, back to the Strand. I dropped her off and kissed her in the mouth. And I said, I had a good time. She said, I did too. We got to do this again real soon. And I rode on. I was riding through Compton, through the hood. I went down the street in the hood, and I saw a girl. She was black and shining like a black steel. Ooh-wee, she was so fine. She blew my mind. I walked up to her and asked her name. She said, I'm Darlene. And I found her, said, that's good. And she said, I'm in the neighborhood. And I said, I want to take you to South Central L.A., to where I live, so we can go and play. 6-5 is where I reside. 6-5 is where I reside. 6-0. I want the girl to know 6-5 is where I reside. So we went to the Mustang 65, that's my ride, and we rolled on. We came to the house, we went in the door, we went to the bedroom, and she got in the bed, and we acted like newlyweds. Ooh-wee. The girl was so fine, she blew my mind. She started screaming and hollering all night long. She let me know that I could do no wrong. Ooh-wee, she was so fine, she blew my mind. We went to sleep and woke up in the morning, rise and shine. We got up and got dressed and went outside to my Mustang 65, that's my ride, and we rode on. I took her back to Compton. I drove through the hood. I dropped her off on the street, and I kissed her in the mouth, and I said I had a good time. She said she did too. We got to do this again real soon, and I rode on. I went to Manhattan Beach, and I was walking on the Strand. I saw this white girl, she was suntanning on the sand. Ooh-wee, the girl was so fine, she blew my mind. I walked up to her, and I asked her what she do. She said, I do hair, and I teach school. I said, ooh-wee, me too. So I told her I wanted to take her to South Central L.A. Let's go to my ride, my Mustang 65, that's my ride. And we rode on. We ended up in South Central L.A. 65, that's where I reside. 65 is where I reside. 60, I want the girls to know 65. Is where I reside. So we walked in the door, and she laid on the floor, and I started humping like I never did before. Ooh-wee, the bell was so fine. Blonde hair was flowing all over the box. Oh, yeah, she was so fine. She blew my mind. She started screaming, hollering all night long. She let me know that I couldn't do no wrong. And then we went to sleep and woke. Got up in the morning, rise and shine. We got up and got dressed and went outside to my Mustang 65. That's my ride, and we rode on. I took her back to Manhattan Beach, back to the Strand. I kissed her in the mouth, and I said I had a good time. She said she did too. We got to do this again real soon. And I rolled off back to South Central LA to 65. That's where I reside. 65 is where I reside. Big, oh, I want the girls to know 65 is where I reside. I walked in the door with a big smile on my face. I had a good time this weekend in this place. I was happy. I had a good time in my place in 65, where I reside. I'm G-Money, the pimp shaman. If you don't know, you better ask somebody. I'm G-Money, the pimp shaman. I rock and roll. I rock and roll with the soul all night. I'm G-Money, the pimp shaman. If you don't know, now you know.
With Lisa, and Lisa had a party. Now we're like 8 or 9 years old, you know, maybe 10. And her mother and her auntie sat on the sofa couch, and they were watching us dance. And I was dancing with Lisa. And her mother was like, oh, they look so cute together. Oh, baby, you look so good. Let me see you dance. So I broke out and did the swim, and I did the mashed potatoes, and she said, no, baby, I want to see you dance for real. And I stopped in the middle of my dance, and I was like, oh, no, I don't know what to do. I thought I was doing real dances.
There's a thrift store called Marty's Mart, and it's run by the Reformation Lutheran Church, and they have women's clothes, and they have men's clothes, and they have children's clothes, and so if you go down there, you can get a good pick of clothes to wear so that you can be warm during the cold weather that we're getting ready to have. And it's located at 1219 South Main Street in Las Vegas. And they're open from 10 in the morning to 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And they're open Monday through Saturday. And you tell them G-Money sent you.
I'm G-Money, the pimp comic, and I'm inviting everybody to participate in Sarah High School's fundraiser
they're having a golf tournament
at Washington Golf Court on July 22nd from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m.
to raise money for the tuition.
That's July 22nd at 11 o'clock in the morning till 6 p.m. in the evening. So join the fundraiser and help Sarah High School raise some money. It'll be a day that you'll truly appreciate.
So look on the internet and look up Unipero Sarah High School so that you can participate.
For more information, call 310-910-5414. That's 310-910-5414.
And we looked up, and the blunt had gone all the way to the top of the arena.
Big Mouth Productions and G-House Media presents...
I hate being wet. In fact, I get mad when I gotta take a shower.
The one you've been waiting for.
And when we finish with the front side, I'll turn you over and do the back.
G-Money, the teacher from the streets.
And I was like a DUI. How did I get a DUI?
G-Money, the pimp comic.
I like crack. Boy, crack is the shit.
You don't want to sleep on this one.
I had been drinking, so I was feeling no pain, and I was driving.
G-Money, the pimp comic and teacher from the streets, coming soon to a liquor store near you.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory Story. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right. I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I have the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2022. So welcome, everybody, to Gregory's Story. Well, DJ Papa D, I'm glad to be back in the building. How are you doing today, sir?
Okay.
Connected? Are we plugged in? Man, I have so many problems with my phone. All of a sudden, my phone is on vibration. It ain't ringing. And I can't get the voice activation to dial any numbers. So I was outside trying to get the show started, and I couldn't access the show. So I finally came inside, and we worked on the phone. My buddy had to download everything and go through the setup again and all of that to get everything up and running. So now, have you played the story today for the audience? DJ. I'm Gregory Gerard, the teacher from the street.
is I want to talk about when I was a teacher in Compton Unified School District. So I was a chaperone at the high school prom, and I left the prom with the kids to go to the after prom, and we went to the IHOP for breakfast until like 9 o'clock in the morning. So when I left the after prom, I didn't go home. I went to my neighborhood apartment complex where my friends lived in the complex, and I went to the pool, and I hung out at the pool. So I was at the pool drinking my alcohol. And a girlfriend of mine, she saw me down at the pool, and she invited me up to her house to have a drink with her. So I went up to the house, and it was her and her niece and her uncle. So we went up, and we were drinking, and I went into the kitchen to get a refill on my drink, and I caught the niece. She was 12 years old. She was in there taking swigs from the bottle. We were drinking brandy, and she was turning the bottle up, taking swallows of the brandy. And every time her father sends her into the kitchen to refill his drink, she's taking shots out the bottle. So anyway, we sat up and we drank, and I guess I got kind of drunk. I was feeling really good. I rented a Corvette for the prom. So the next day, I'm at my friend's house, and we're drinking, and I leave to go to the basketball game because Magic Johnson had given me tickets to the Lakers game. The Lakers were playing in the playoffs, and I had gotten tickets to the game. So I drove to the Fabulous Forum in Inglewood for the Lakers game. And I must have been kind of drunk because my friend said I took off out the parking lot racing really fast. And if they had known that I was going someplace other than to my house, they said they would have stopped me. But I had been drinking, so I was feeling no pain, and I was driving. And I'm driving a Vet, so I'm punching it because the Vet can roll. And I drive, and I go to the Fabulous Forum, and we watch the Lakers game. And the Lakers win, and so we go in the locker room, and I'm drinking. I got a 22-ounce cup that I've been drinking beer during the game, okay? So I'm drinking beer during the game. After that, well, I was feeling no pain. I was feeling really good. Plus the fact that I hadn't been to sleep in 2 days because I did this, I chaperoned the prom, and then I went to the Lakers game, and we finished the Lakers game about 10 o'clock at night. So by the time we finished drinking, it was almost midnight, and I jumped in my Vet, and I went down to the freeway, and I jumped on the freeway, and I'm driving home. So I was driving on the fast lane, and I closed my eyes, and I thought to myself, wow, that feels really good. I need to be home in my bed sleeping. And I went to sleep behind the wheel. I bounced off of the center divider, and I went all the way across 5 lanes on the freeway to the right side of the freeway. And if they didn't have a 10-foot brick wall up on the other side of the freeway,
I would have went off the freeway down into the traffic on the street. But because they had this 10-foot brick wall, I hit the wall and I stopped. But the car smashed up, and then the car caught fire. Emergency services showed up almost immediately, and they had to cut me out of the car. And they put me in the ambulance, and they took me to the hospital. I woke up the next morning, and I didn't know where I was. So I woke up, and I tried to sit up, and all the bells and the whistles went off, and the doctor and the nurses ran into my room, and they said, "Hold on, wait, don't move. We have to check to see if you have any broken bones, because when you came into the hospital, you were unconscious." So I said, "Oh, okay." So I waited for them to check me out. I had a neck brace on and everything, and they checked me, and they said, "Okay, you're all right. You don't have any broken bones. You got a sprained wrist, and you're going to need some stitches in your hand. But other than that, you're all right. You don't have any broken bones or anything, so you're okay." So they checked me out, and they released me. So I went home, and I went to the impound yard to get my vet, and I saw it was all smashed up. And I was like, "My God, I was in that?" And I went home, and I ended up going to sleep. And then I got a notice in the mail that said that I got a DUI. And I was like, "A DUI? How did I get a DUI?" So I ended up going to court, and the judge said that I was guilty of driving drunk in public. And he gave me 7 days in jail for being drunk in public. Told him I can't go to jail right now. I'm a school teacher, and I got to do the grades for my class at the end of the year. So the judge said, "Okay, you don't have to go to jail right now. Once you finish your school year with your students, then you go and turn yourself in and do your 7 days." And I said, "Okay, fine, I will do that." That's the end of my story. Thank you for listening to Gregory's Stories.
To hear the entire story, go to storytimewithgmoney.com. That's storytimewithgmoney.com.
Mustang was sharp.
had 20s all around, they couldn't tell me nothing. Sitting 3 inches off of the ground, it was cold on the outside, and then I had lights under my wheel, and it was white on the inside. I was low riding for real. I don't gangbang. I play ball. I don't gangbang. I play ball. I play football, basketball, baseball, and ran track. I never did have to watch my back. I'm a comedian from L.A. I work from Diego to the Bay. I tell jokes about animals and women with no hair. I taught school in Compton. They said the kids were dumb. I beg to differ, because I taught them one-on-one.
I just want to celebrate, yeah, yeah. Another day of living, yeah. I just want to celebrate another day of life.
I love my mama. I love my dad. I love all my brothers, even DJ Papa G. I love my mama. I love my dad. Even the one they say is crazy, even DJ Big Mac. Happy Father's Day. Happy Father's Day. I only had one dad. It was me. My mama plus three. He was my best friend. Happy Father's Day.
I just want to celebrate, yeah, yeah. Another day of living, yeah. I just want to celebrate another day of life.
I'm G Money and I'm here to stay. I rap on the microphone like back in the day. I came to party, didn't come to play. They stop me now, 6-5 all day. Early in the morning, late at night, two dead boys got up to fight. Back to back, they faced each other. They drew their swords and they shot each other.
I just want to celebrate, yeah, yeah. Another day of living, yeah. I just want to celebrate another day of life.
G Money's a pimp, just playing, makes a man. Big booty girls run the world. Bigger the headache, bigger the pimp. Call me the big pimp. And I got girls all over the world. I got hookers in the front of my house. I got strippers in the pool. I got women in the kitchen cooking food. I got kids in the park on the swing, sliding on the slide, playing on the merry-go-round.
I just want to celebrate, yeah, yeah. Another day of living, yeah. I just want to celebrate another day of life.
I was in the 11th grade, and between classes, I was playing with a yo-yo. That's right, that's right. I could walk the dog. And then I could rock the cradle. And then you did around the world. That's right, that's right. I yo-yoed between classes. That's right. I yo-yoed at lunchtime. That's right, that's right. I yo-yoed on the way home from school. I mean, I yo-yoed all the time. That's right, that's right.
Yeah, yeah, another day of living. Yeah, I just want to celebrate another day of life.
ladies love my style. I'm cool in the neighborhood, they love my smile. I'm running through the city and I'm walking for a mile. Don't call me on the phone unless you call my dial.
I'm G-Money. I'm G-Money. I'm G-Money. Come on now. I'm G-Money. The pimp coming. I can put it down, girl. Come on now.
Can't go down no further. I'm gonna stick right here. Can't go down no further. I'm gonna stick right here.
Well, I'm G Money, the pimp count. And if you didn't know, now you know. And now that you know, go and tell somebody. Heard me? Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention? Would you like to make a lot of money? Would you like to increase your wealth? Would you like to be rich? Would you like to increase your personal net worth? Well, you need to join G Money's wealth building team. Join Team We Believe. That's right. You can join the team by going to Gregory G Money Garage Facebook page, or go to Storytime with G Money and sign up with GS Partners and join the wealth building team. That's right. We're building wealth in the communities all over the world. So all you have to do, sign up and become a member of GS Partners Wealth Building Situation. And you can start collecting G999 coins. The more coins you own, the more money you can make. And the more money you make, the richer you can be. You can increase your personal wealth by millions of dollars. So contact G Money Radio Show and listen to the Daily Report on the value of the G999 coin for your net worthing pleasure. The more coins you own, the more money you'll make. So join Team We Believe. You can be rich. This is G Money, and I was telling you my comedy album is coming, and it's here. You can go to storytimewithgmoney.com. So pick up a few albums and pick the ones you want, but they're available right now on storytimewithgmoney.com. That's where they're located.
I'm G Money, the pimp comic, and I'm inviting everybody to participate in Sarah High School's fundraiser.
They're having a golf tournament
at Washington Golf Course on July 22nd from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m.
to raise money for the tuition.
That's July 22nd at 11 o'clock in the morning till 6 p.m. in the evening. So join the fundraiser and help Sarah High School raise some money. It'll be a day that you'll truly appreciate.
So look on the internet
and look up Junipero Serra High School so that you can participate.
For more information, call 310-910-5414. That's 310-910-5414.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G-Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I have the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2022. So welcome, everybody, to Gregory's Stories. Well, I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I want to talk Major League Baseball. Let's talk Major League Sports.
Take me out to the ball game. Take me out with the crowd.
Buy me some peanuts, some crack.
Some crack?
Buy me some peanuts, some crack.
Some crack?
Buy me some peanuts, some crack.
Some crack? You want to get some crack? Okay, that sounds good.
I don't care if we never get back. Let me root, root, root for the home.
Yes, Las Vegas and everybody around the world. This is G Money, and I'm talking Major League Baseball. Right now, the teams are in the middle of the season. They just finished the All-Star game, and that was really exciting. The National League won the All-Star Series. So now the teams are jockeying for position, getting ready to play for the World Series. And right now, the standings in the American League is as follows. The New York Yankees are in first place. The Houston Astros are in second place. The Tampa Bay Devil Rays are in third place. The Seattle Mariners are in fourth place. And the Toronto Blue Jays are in fifth place. And that's the current standings of the American League Baseball. Now, let's go to the National League. And they are in the position of jockeying for playoff position. And the first place team is the Los Angeles Dodgers. The second-place team is the New York Mets. The third-place team is the Atlanta Braves. The fourth-place team is the Milwaukee Brewers. And the fifth-place team is the San Diego Padres. And that's what the baseball standings look like right now on Thursday, July 20, July 20th, 2022, and I'm G-Money, So let's take a commercial break, and we'll be back for more of the show in a minute. 20. My daddy had a friend that had a big house, and he ended up putting a pool in the backyard of his house. And he had three big Great Dane dogs that were running around the yard in the pool area. And me and my brothers were swimming in the pool, and the dogs were jumping in the pool behind us. And they would be swimming around waiting on us to come up for air, and then they would be pouncing on top of us. I mean, this dog was like a giant horse, and he would dive in the pool right after us. And when you came up to get air, he would pounce on you. And every time they were on top of us, it was a situation where either we had to get away or we had to drown. So we had some good times at that pool.
Put it down, girl. Come on now.
And then the waitress came, and she had all these little shot glasses that were all different colors, and she asked us if we wanted some shots. And I said, sure we do. So I bought about 10 shots, and the waitress put them on our table, and I told the girl, I said, hey, sweetheart, taste this shot and tell me what you think. And she took it, and she took it straight to the head. I mean, she just turned it up. And she said, oh, that one was good. And I said, well, go ahead, take another one. And we had all these different shots in these colored glasses. And she just took shot after shot after shot after shot. She took about 7 shots. And afterwards, she said, whoa, I'm getting a little dizzy.
I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm inviting everybody to participate in Sarah High School's fundraiser.
They're having a golf tournament
at Washington Golf Court on July 22nd from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m.
to raise money for the tuition.
That's July 22nd at 11 o'clock in the morning till 6 p.m. in the evening. So join the fundraiser and help Sarah High School raise some money. It'll be a day that you'll truly appreciate.
So look on the internet and look up Unipero Sarah High School so that you can participate.
For more information, call 310-910-5414. That's 310-910-5414.
I'm Gregory Gerard, G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I want to put together a promotion team. That's right. I'm looking for people to assist me in putting on concerts in Las Vegas. I'm also looking for people to assist me putting on fundraisers for the homeless. And I'm looking for people to help me advertise on social media help me advertise my radio show and other activities that we'll be involved in Las Vegas. And I'm also interested in having people assist me to guest appearances when I appear in public at social events. Yes, if you're interested in being a member of the promotion team, call, and you can leave your name and your phone number with my engineer, and he will make sure I get the message, and I will interview you for the position of being a member of my promotion team. If you want to work in Vegas in entertainment, this is the best place to start.
There's a thrift store called Marty's Mart, and it's run by the Reformation Lutheran Church, and they have women's clothes, and they have men's clothes, and they have children's clothes. And so if you go down there, you can get a good pick of clothes to wear so that you can be warm during the cold weather that we're getting ready to have. And it's located at 1219 South Main Street in Las Vegas. And they're open from 10 in the morning to 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And they're open Monday through Saturday. And you tell them G Money sent you.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
It's up Las Vegas and everybody around the world. This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I have the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2022. So welcome, everybody, to Gregory Stories. Well, I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I have a short joke story for you that I want to share with you at this time. There were three sisters. One was 96 years old, and her next sister was 94 years old, and her baby sister was 92 years old. And the 96-year-old sister had drawn a bath, and she stuck her foot into the bath water, but she couldn't remember if she was getting in or getting out the tub. So she called for her other sister to help her. And her second sister started climbing the stairs to go upstairs to help her sister. And she couldn't remember if she was going up the stairs or going down the stairs. So she called her third sister, who was in the kitchen eating breakfast at the kitchen table. And she said, "My God, I'm so glad I haven't lost my memory like my sisters have. Knock on wood." And then her sisters were like, "Girl, hurry up. We need you right now." And she said, "Okay, I'm coming. Just let me answer the door first." Ah, 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 ah. I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic.
And if you didn't know, now you know. All right, then. Well, I guess it's time for us to shut the show down and get ready for Friday afternoon show. We've had a good time today, and it's been a real interesting day for me, and I hope you've had a good time listening to today's radio show. So let's play a song and listen to the music that I created for today's adventure. And the song is, I Ain't Gonna Waste No More Time Waiting on You to Come to Me. It's my country western song that I created for the country western people that listen to my radio show. And we'll be back for more of the show in a minute. I ain't gonna waste no more time waiting on you to come to me. I ain't gonna waste no more time waiting on you to come to me. I ain't wasting no more time waiting on you to come to me. Going down just a little bit, going down just a little bit, going down just a little bit. I ain't going much further. Going down just a little bit, going down just a little bit, going down just a little bit. I ain't going much further. I waited 3 weeks for you to come to me. I've waited 3 weeks for you to come to me. I've waited 3 weeks for you to come to me. Going down just a little bit. Going down just a little bit. Going down just a little bit. I ain't going no further. Going down just a little bit. Going down just a little bit. Going down just a little bit. But I ain't going no further. I got other girls waiting on me to come to them. I got other girls waiting on me to come to them. I got other girls waiting on me to come to them. Going down just a little bit. Going down just a little bit. Going down just a little bit. But I ain't going no further. Going down just a little bit. Going down just a little bit. Going down just a little bit. But I ain't going no further. I'm sleeping in my car since you put me out of the house. But I'm waiting for you. I'm sleeping in my car since you put me out of the house. But I'm waiting for you. Going down just a little bit. Going down just a little bit. Going down just a little bit. But I ain't going much further. Going down just a little bit. Going down just a little bit.
going down just a little bit. But I ain't going much further. I'm sitting in my car drinking a six-pack of beer and I'm getting drunk. What is waiting for you? I'm sitting in my car drinking a six-pack of beer and I'm getting drunk. But I'm waiting for you. Going down just a little bit. Going down just a little bit. Going down just a little bit. But I ain't going much further. Going down just a little bit. Going down just a little bit. Going down just a little bit. But I ain't going much further. I ain't gonna waste no more time waiting on you to come to me. I ain't wasting no more time waiting on you to come to me. I'm wasting no more time waiting on you.
Yeah, Las Vegas and everybody around the world, I hope you enjoyed that. That's country western at its best. And I'm going to put some more music to that because that's kind of an incomplete song. As I listen to country music, I have to update my song so that it'll fit in the category of being the country western music of the year. So until then, I want to say it's time for me to celebrate the birthdays of my fans and my friends that follow my radio show. So let's take a look at the listing of all of the fans and friends that are celebrating their birthday today on July 21st. 2022. DJ Papa D, do we have a list of birthday people that are celebrating their birthdays today?
Put another candle on my birthday cake. We're gonna bake a birthday cake. Put another candle on my birthday cake. I'm another year old today. I'm gonna have a party with my birthday cake.
Happy birthday to DeAndre Parrish Warren. Happy birthday to Henry Bryant Jr. Happy birthday to Breezy Thompson, who's 34 years old. Happy birthday to Michelle Lurie, who is an AKA. Happy birthday to William L. Strickland, who's 53 years old today. Happy birthday to Tracy Abangwa. And last but not least, happy birthday to Michael McCray, who is 69 years young today. That's it for birthday, so happy birthday to everyone whose birthday is today, July 21st, 2022.
Well, all right. Happy birthday to everybody that's celebrating their birthday today. It's a beautiful day in Las Vegas. It's about 110 degrees, and it's hot, and it's beautiful. It's sunny all day, and it's been a great day to sit outside and enjoy this radio show. I'm sure everybody around the world has enjoyed today's show, and I look forward to updating the show for tomorrow so that you can have a good show on Friday to end the week. So happy birthday to everybody, and I know today is a special day for all of the people that are celebrating their birthdays today. And I hope you get some good stuff today, some greetings from all of those that love you and celebrate your good wishes with you today. And I hope God is constantly blessing you since he allowed you to live this long, because a good day is a better day today and a better day tomorrow. So have a good day and enjoy your blessings that you have been given by the Lord and Savior. All right, well, I'm going to wish you my birthday greeting, and it goes like this. It's a song that I want to sing to you for your birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. You live in a zoo. You look like a monkey and you act like one too. I had to put that in there because this is sunny, sunny, sunny Las Vegas weather, and I feel good to be outside in the heat. So for those of you that aren't having the heat strokes that we're having all around the country, I feel sorry for you. But enjoy the weather that you're having in your neighborhood, because it's a good day today and you'll have a better day tomorrow. So God bless you on your special day. And I hope you get some really good presents today, because it's a good day to celebrate. And if your loved ones treat you with love and respect, I know you're going to get some good stuff. And when you get that good stuff, make sure you call me, because I always want to be at the party, because it ain't no fun if the homie can't have none. That's right. It ain't no fun if the homie can't have none. So I'll be sitting waiting on your call to invite me to your party, because that's how I do it. I travel for the party at hand. All right, well, I got to go, and we're going to pray before we get out of here. And we hope that the war in the Ukraine ends real soon. And we hope Russia bows down, because they don't look like they're going to win the war. They're running out of supplies, and they're running out of ammunition, and Ukraine is being helped by five or six other countries. So they're fighting for their life over there in the Ukraine, and we wish them the best of luck, since they're on the United States side, or actually the United States is on their side. So we're hoping that they can win. And we hope that China doesn't get any bad ideas and think that they can come attack anybody in the world, since Russia is no longer a supreme power, and the United States is the supreme power. But I don't know if China thinks so. They got 21 million people that are suffering from the virus, so I think they're going to be shut down for a minute or two, until they get their situation medically in line. So let's end this party with a prayer, that we're going to pray for the goodness of our Lord to come down and bless us and take care of all of those that are being evil in the world. May they shut all of them down. All right, DJ Papa D, let us pray.
talking to you as Reverend G. Money. Because I've read in the Bible that says if two or more people come together in my name, I will be there. Well, I hope we had more than two people praying with me so that God could be in our midst and help us get through this situation. Because only God can stop this virus, since we're not smart enough to stop it ourselves. So I want to take my platform, take my radio show, and I want to use this opportunity so that we can pray to God. I think we should have prayer, and all of the listeners can join me in prayer. And I pray that God gives me the words and the wisdom to say the right thing and gives me the knowledge to impress everybody with my wisdom and have the Holy Spirit bless me at this time. In the name of God the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, I pray to you that you come down and you dissolve this virus that's affecting everybody around the world. I ask that you stop the death and the dying, and you stop the machine guns and the killing on the planet, and you stop the burials and the wars that are going on the planet. I ask that you come in and you interrupt the devil for what he's trying to do to the earth. I ask that you stop the virus and slow down or eliminate all the deaths from the virus in the United States and around the world. I ask you, Lord, that you take control of the school district so that they do the right thing, so that kids don't go to school and infect their teachers and infect other students with the virus, the ones that have the virus, or the ones that don't even know if they have the virus, but they're going to school and being in crowded classrooms anyway. Lord, I ask you to stop all the prejudice and all the gun violence in the world, that we can stop people from killing each other, that we can interrupt all of the hate and the prejudice on the planet, that we can stop the wars on the planet, and that we can live in peace and harmony, that black and white and Asians and Mexicans and Indians can all get along, because we're all in this place together and we are living for the purpose of trying to be good citizens. And we ask that you bless us with your graces and stop all of the violence and get rid of all of the evil that the devil is presenting to the planet. And you pray for our president, because we really didn't know what we were doing when we elected Donald Trump as president. He's really turning out to be an idiot. And we need to have some real leadership in this time of pandemic affairs. So I ask you, Lord, in the name of God, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, I ask you to bless us and save us from all of the ignorance that's bestowed upon us on this planet. And I also want to pray that we get the cure for the virus. Lord Jesus, I ask you, since you are the Savior of the world, to continue to bless us and look over us and look after us
as we are doing the best we can to exist on this planet together among each other. For thy is the kingdom, the power, and the glory is yours, now and forever. And in your name, I say, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord God on high. Amen.
Joining Gregory Girard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Girard at
BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com.
If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at
BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com.
If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Girard at
BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com.
Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.